Bnei Yisrael are cornered at Yamsuf with the Egyptians bearing down on them. They're confused, they're frustrated, and we're told they cry out to Hashem, they daven. Perek Yudalit Pasuk Tetvav, it says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, ma titzak elai. Hashem said to Moshe, why are you crying out to me? Sounds from here that Moshe was davening as well. The Ibn Ezra says, you can't say this because Hashem had already told Moshe that he would save the Jewish people. Why would he be crying? The Ramban relates to this question and he says, though Moshe knew that Hashem would save them, he did not know what he was supposed to do at this point. What was the way to respond? The Achronim, the Sfat Emet, Rav Tzadok HaKohen, give other explanations that teach us some of the deep nuances of tefillah. The Sfat Emet says that even though God had promised Moshe that he would save the Jewish people, part of who we need to become in order to be saved is through tefillah. God promises to save us when we respond by turning to Him. Miderech hatzadik litzok af al mashenivtach shemaamar Hashem itbarach hu achar shleimut pu'lotav shel ha'adam utfila v'tzeaka bechlal pu'lat adam hashalem le'lokav. God's promises to us are made based on us completing, turning to Him appropriately. Rav Yosef Albo in his Sefer Ikarim Ma'amar Dalet Perek Yudchet describes this in general about human beings and about the importance of tefillah. People wonder, why do I daven? If Hashem wants to do it for me, He'll do it without me davening. If He doesn't, so why would I daven against what He wants? Sometimes Hashem wants us to daven. Rav Tzadok HaKohen gives a different explanation, and he says that even if God has promised, and even if we are already worthy, there's an importance to turning to God and davening to God. And he proves this from Alochim Aleph Perek Yudchet, when Hashem had promised Eliyahu HaNavi that He would be with him, yet at Har HaKarmel, when they did the test with the Baalim, Eliyahu HaNavi, before bringing his korban, davened to Hashem and asked Him to answer him and not to answer the Nevi Ehabal. Rav Tzadok HaKohen explains, Tzidkas HaTzadik Oz Samach Vav, Tfila Tzarich L'chol Davar, Af Al Pisha Nigzar MeHashem Yitbarach. Tfila is needed for everything. Even something already destined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He says, Alo Tireh Be'Eliyahu HaNavi, etc. It isn't only about becoming the people we need to become. It's also about recognizing where our salvation comes from, turning to God in our points of difficulty, and asking Him to help us. This is the model of Yamsuf, where we learn about tefillah as being much more than just having our prayers answered.